Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Heaven is Counting on You.
Speak the Word.
Saints, God will move heaven and earth for His children and His elect. He will always be here for us. I know in the past few days, I've been going through a trial myself. I've been doing battle, and just yesterday, I felt like it had reached a point to where I had to have an answer. You know how it is, you know, when you feel like you can't take it anymore, that you're at your end of the rope.
Yeah.
Can't take it no more.
Mm-hmm.
In my prayer time, I prayed and I prayed, for I felt this heaviness on me that was weighing me down and consuming my thoughts to the point that I couldn't focus on my work and I couldn't seem to shake it. It was even keeping me awake at night. I did recognize that it was an attack from the enemy trying to confuse me, trying to interfere with my work. You know, I think the more you spend time with the Lord, the more you recognize Satan's attacks, when he's actually more demon attack, because there's only one devil. All the others are demons. The Bible speaks to demons and the devil, and he has all these demons that work for him. But regardless of who it was, there was a evil force coming against me. So I spent an hour confessing what the Word of God had to say about my situation, decreeing and declaring His promises, for I knew that when I magnify Him, I know that when I magnify the name of Jesus, that these out-of-control thoughts that I was having would have to be demagnified.
Yeah.
When you magnify the Lord, everything else is demagnified.
Hallelujah.
I knew that it was Satan that was accusing me and not God, because Revelation 9:11 says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. So I knew it wasn't the Lord. And so I just began to say things like, Lord, since my time is in Your hands, I declare that You will deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Father, I am totally dependent on Your strong hand, and I'm not going to worry and I'm not going to fret, for I know that You have a good plan for my life and for my family. Lord, I prayed, Lord, please send an anointed person to me today that can pray with me and over me. And I want you to know, saints, that He did. It was someone I had not even thought about. And I knew it was not by accident that this person called. Brothers and sisters, this is a prayer that the Lord gave me a few days ago, so I'm going to close with it. I know I talk a lot about the treadmill because I take my iPad up and I listen to spiritual programs that I recorded. I listen to the Word. So I feel like it's good that I feed on the Word in my spirit while I work on my body. But I know that for months, weeks and months, since I've been doing this, before I just had another prayer closet, and I now kind of split them, but it seemed like most of the time when I'm listening to the Word, the Lord and I start praying, you know, and if somebody's preaching, I just put it on pause and just continue to pray and talk to the Lord and keep welcoming His presence. And the next thing I know, He's downloading stuff to me, and I just put it you know, I can put it on my notes. All I got to do is hit the speaker and just speak into it. Anyway, he gives me prayers. He also gives me titles for messages. He gives me whatever God wants to give me, and I just write it down. I think I did a message not too long ago about mark it down. God speaks. Take care enough about what he's got to tell you to write it down and mark it down. If you're in the church and somebody says, and the minister says something, you hear something, I do. I mark it down. I write it down. This was a prayer that the Lord gave me. Father God, I pray that we will humble ourselves and stop playing church, that we will get on our knees and humble ourselves and ask for your forgiveness and your direction and your mercy. I pray, Father God, that you will give us instructions on how we can get the people off of this palm, off this milk that they've been on, and get on to the meat of the word, according to 1 Corinthians 3. Lord, we need to grow up in Christ and quit being babies and acting like babies. We need to be warriors and acting like warriors, craving spiritual milk. And God, thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for forgiving us. Lord, thank you. Help us, Lord, to become the warriors that you created us to be, the overcomers that you created us to be, no longer playing church, Lord. No longer only focused on large screens, skinny jeans, and smoke screens. Help us to understand, Father, that we don't need all these distractions to gain your love and your presence, that all we need to do is to humble ourselves and that you will make your presence known to us and the power of God will fall on us. Lord, I thank you that you will provide us with everything that we need to fight this battle. Lord, you said no soldier ever serves in the army and pays his own salary. As a matter of fact, the Lord gave me that word for someone not long ago. Father, I realize these are big giants, but our God is bigger than these giants. And we need to see and recognize this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thought it was a powerful prayer. I thought it was a right-on-time prayer because we truly need to realize, yes, we are fighting some big giants. We have been fighting for a long time, but for the last 2 years, the enemy had just been throwing them at us left and right, coming and going. But I tell you what, our God is bigger. Our God is more powerful. And if we will put our faith in him, if we will humble ourselves and get on our knees and humble ourselves before our Father, he will help us no matter what our situation is, no matter what we're going through the night. Some of you in here might be sick in your bodies. Some of you are listening online might be sick in your bodies. You might be having a financial problem. There's all sorts of things that's going on. You might have problems with your family. There's things going on in my family. There's sickness going on in the families. There's all kinds of things going on that would like to distract you from doing your work. But pray for them and then cast it on the Lord and continue walking. Continue your march. Don't stop marching just because something bad's happened to you or your family. You pray for that person. Say, Lord, I'm praying for them. I pray. You pray the prayer of faith. Give it to the Lord. The Lord said, cast your care upon him because he cares for you. And if you truly cast it upon him, that means that you really cast it upon him. You give it to him. You don't go back and get it. You let him have it. Let him do his work. And then you get about your work and just keep on marching. Yes, it's not easy. I had to do that not too long ago. No, it's not easy, but it's doable. As a matter of fact, the more you focus on your work, the less you think about that, and the more God's able to work on your situation. So keep that in mind, okay?
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speaktheWordMinistry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God. It will be just as he said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God. It will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. And we pray and ask for your mercy and your forgiveness. I pray, Father God, that you will just continue to fill us with your spirit, that we thank you for your presence. We thank you that we have your promise that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. I pray, Father God, that you'll give us the strength and the courage that we need to persevere. I pray, Heavenly Father, that those that are listening, I pray that whatever they're seeking, that they will ask, come to you first, and that they will seek your advice on which way to go and what to do. I thank you, Father, that you know everything. There's nothing that you don't know. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you know everything. And I thank you, Father, that you know us all. You know every word we're going to say before we say it. You knew us even before we were born. You had a plan for us. And we thank you, God, that that plan was good. It's a good plan. It's to do us good, not harm, but to give us hope for an expectant end, Lord. And God, we thank you for that. We thank you that you have visions for us, that you have goals for us. And Lord, I pray that those that will seek you, humble themselves and seek you with all their hearts, that you will reveal your dreams for them, your visions for them, Lord. And I do know that your dreams and visions will outweigh anything that they could ever possibly imagine. I thank you, Lord, that you will give it to them good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that it will be far above anything that they could ever ask for, hope for, or ever imagine. And so, Father, we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we praise you, and we thank you. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.